W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Generations by Bobby Duffy, narrated by Mark Elstob. Introduction. The question of our generation. We are teetering on the brink of a generational war. Wherever you look, battles and betrayals across the generations are poisoning relations between old and young. Older people have stolen the future from younger generations, while the young are killing the traditions that older generations hold dear. Emerging social justice warriors find themselves facing a war on woke. Baby boomers are selfish sociopaths, while millennials are narcissistic snowflakes. This, at least, is the endlessly repeated story. But is any of it true? I began the research that would inspire this book with the intention of separating the myths about different generations from the reality. We seem to intuitively grasp that the concept of generations helps us understand something important about who we are and where we are headed. However, much of what passes as discussion on the topic is based on stereotype and lazy thinking, making it useless or even dangerous. My argument is that while we can learn something very valuable about ourselves by studying generational dynamics, we will not learn anything from a mixture of fabricated battles and tiresome clichés. Instead, we need to carefully unpick the forces that shape us as individuals and societies. The generation we were born into is merely one important part of the story, alongside the extraordinary power of our life cycles and the impact of events. More systematic generational thinking and the long-term perspective it encourages will show that the real problem isn't warfare between generations, but a growing separation between the young and the old. It will show us that people's resentments of other generations are more to do with the changing nature of economic, housing, and health inequalities. It will explain how and why our culture is changing, particularly on key issues such as race and gender identity, and it will help us to see how support for political parties is shifting and to understand whether democracy is really dying. It can tell us a great deal about many of the biggest issues humanity faces, from climate change to our mental health. Ultimately, it will show that the social progress we've come to expect as an inevitable feature of new generations is actually far from inevitable. It is the product of collective intergenerational will, a dedicated desire to protect the opportunities that mean a better future for our children and grandchildren.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?